News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. Maharashtra on Thursday appeared headed for a non-BJP dispensation, with Congress leader Prithviraj Chauhan asserting that his party and the Nationalist Congress Party have complete unanimity on all issues concerning government formation and will hold talks with the Shiv Sena today to finalize the architecture of the alliance. The Congress and the NCP will hold talks with the Sena in Mumbai today, as well as their other pre-poll allies, Peasants Workers Party, Samajwadi Party, Swabhimani Paksh and CPIM, the former Maharashtra Chief Minister told reporters after another round of talks between senior leaders of his party and the NCP. Sena Chief Uddhav Thackeray and his MLA son Aditya met Sharad Pawar in Mumbai late on Thursday night after the NCP chief returned from Delhi. The meeting took place at Pawar's residence Silver Oak in South Mumbai. Sources said the three parties are likely to make a formal announcement today to join hands to take a shot at power in the state. They are then likely to send separate letters to Maharashtra Governor B.S. Koshyari mentioning their decision to come together to form a government, said a source. Thackeray today will address a meeting of party MLAs and senior leaders, which is expected to deliberate on the party's line of action in the backdrop of the three main non-BJP parties making efforts to combine, said a Sena leader. Congress leaders Ahmed Patel, Mallikarjun Kharge and K.C. Venugopal will go to Mumbai today for a meeting with the Sena and the NCP on the modalities of government formation, sources said. Members cutting across party lines said in Lok Sabha on Thursday that stubble burning alone cannot be blamed for rising levels of air pollution in and around Delhi, and urged the government to provide incentives to farmers so that they dispose of stubble in a more scientific manner. Some members also suggested that minimum support price should be extended on produce like pearl millet or bajra and sunflower, as after harvesting they do not leave stubble. Congress member Shashi Tharoor said the government should follow a legislative approach to implement the National Clean Air Programme. The discussion on air pollution and climate change continued for the second day, and Environment Minister Prakash Javadekar would respond today afternoon. AAP member Bhagwant Mann and Apna Dal leader Anupriya Patel said that farmers should not be blamed for stubble burning, considered as one of the main reasons for air pollution in the National Capital Region, and they demanded that farmers should be encouraged to grow crops which do not leave stubble. They also said that the government should explore ways of using stubble in biogas and cardboard manufacturing to encourage farmers to sell it. N.K. Premachandran of the RSP said the poor and the marginalized class were the most vulnerable due to climate change. He said it was wrong to blame the farmers for air pollution in Delhi NCR, and the pollution arising from thermal power plants too has to be looked into. He accused the New Delhi Municipal Council of resorting to environmental terrorism in the name of curbing pollution. Speaker Om Birla said climate change was the most widely debated topic in the world. NCP Supriya Sule said there have been enough dialogues and debates on pollution, but not much changes have happened. Instead of wasting money on advertisements, government should spend that money for social sectors, she added. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was indicted on corruption charges on Thursday, heightening uncertainty over who will ultimately lead a country deep in political disarray after two inconclusive elections this year. The decision announced by Attorney General Avichai Mandelblit was the first of its kind against a serving Israeli Prime Minister and represented Netanyahu's gravest crisis of his lengthy political career. He was charged with breach of trust and fraud in all three corruption cases against him, as well as bribery in one of the investigations, according to a charge sheet released by the Justice Ministry. Netanyahu, in power since 2009, has dominated Israeli politics for a generation and is the country's longest-serving leader. He has denied wrongdoing in the three corruption cases, saying he is the victim of a political witch hunt. He is under no legal obligation to resign after being charged. The opening of a trial could be delayed for months by a new election and any moves by the right-wing Prime Minister to seek parliamentary immunity from prosecution. During one of the most unusual days in Israeli political history, the country's president told lawmakers to name a candidate to form a new government after right-winger Netanyahu and centrist challenger Benny Gantz both failed, a development that probably sets the stage for a third election within a year. These are harsh, dark days in the annals of the State of Israel, President Reuven Rivlin said as he announced that GANs had not mustered enough support for a stable coalition. Police recommended in February that Mandelblit file criminal charges against Netanyahu in the long-running investigations dubbed cases 1000, 2000 and 4000. Netanyahu is suspected of wrongfully accepting $264,000 worth of gifts, which prosecutors said included cigars and champagne from tycoons, and of dispensing favors in alleged bids for improved coverage by Israel's biggest-selling newspaper, Yedioth Ahronoth, and the Walla website. Netanyahu could face up to 10 years in prison if convicted of bribery and a maximum 3-year term for fraud and breach of trust. And Indian cricketers are all set to feature in the historic pink ball test at the iconic Eden Gardens when they will take on Bangladesh here from today. Ahead of the most awaited clash, the Indian skipper Virat Kohli and his boys showed excitement for the maiden day-night test and asked the fans if they are feeling the same. "We are ready for the pink ball test, are you?" Kohli and Rohit Sharma asked netizens on a video shared in the BCCI's Instagram handle. Batsman Cheteshwar Pujara, wicketkeeper Riddhiman Saha, spinner Kuldeep Yadav and the pace trio of Ishant Sharma, Mohammad Shami and Umesh Yadav also echoed the message. BCCI President Saurabh Ganguly said his hometown is geared up for the historic day, as not only the stadium but also the various places in the city have been decorated in pink to make the occasion worth remembering. "We have left no stone unturned to get this test match going. You can see on the Ganga boat, which takes people on the ferry, has been lit pink, and we have the massive pink balloon over the stadium, and I believe it is going to be a fantastic day. You see in the evening a lot of parks, buildings and the areas around the Eden Gardens are going to be pink," Ganguly added. The Cricket Association of Bengal will also felicitate sports stars, including Olympic champion Abhinav Bindra, tennis star Sania Mirza, world badminton champion PV Sindhu and six-time boxing world champion Mary Kom, among others, today. The historic match will kick-start with army paratroopers flying into Eden to hand over a pink ball each to the two captains just before the toss. This will be followed by the ringing of the Eden bell by Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again next week with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Have a very good day and a great weekend.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead. We'll be right back.